Hi, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Hope your Wednesday is going well so far. And, well, quite a morning out there. We've got quite the spread in temperatures around the region or across the WAMC listening area. It can be anywhere from cool to mild. Up across the Adirondacks, temperatures this morning staying into the middle and upper 40s. Despite the cloud cover in place. And then as you head down the Hudson Valley, temperatures into the low to mid 60s out there. So a pretty good spread, as I said, without having to go too far of a distance. Over into the Berkshires, sort of in the middle there, temperature-wise, into the middle and upper 50s is how we're starting things off this morning. And as we head through the day today, another sort of transition. If you think about this week, this has been kind of interesting. Dew point temperatures, that is a true measure of the humidity in the atmosphere, if you ask me. I'm not much for relative humidity. I like to talk about dew points. On Monday, our dew point temperatures were into the low 40s. That is about as low as you'll ever see in early August in these parts. But as we headed through the day yesterday, we started to tick things up a little bit dew point-wise up into the low 50s, which is still comfortable. Course, not even on the close to being on the muggy side in the low 50s. But as we head through the day today, you'll really notice some bigger changes with respect to that humidity, and that is going to be a big factor in our forecast as we head through the rest of this week. So you'll notice through the day today, with a breeze out of the south as opposed to the north, we're going to be talking about dew point temperatures making their way up into the low 60s by this evening, even mid 60s overnight. And that will come at us in the form of some showers and even a rumble of thunder or two out there as we roll on into the overnight hours in the first part of the day here tomorrow. Sort of a progression of events here, weather-wise, as we head through the next couple of days to bring us some rain. We could actually use it. I mean, it's kind of weird to say that. May, June, and July, if you tally up all the numbers, we were nearly 10 inches officially above average. That's not the actual rainfall amount. The actual rainfall amount was nearly 20 inches. We were about 10 inches above average for those 3 months. So things have been relatively dry. The reservoirs are fine. Groundwater wells are in good shape. But it's the actual ground, flowers and grass and things like that, that really could use some water. And as I said, we will get it, courtesy first of those rising dew points, and then some energy that'll be basically converting those higher dew points back at us in the form of some rain. So let's get into our forecast. I'm going to kind of explain how things are going to transpire here over the next couple of days. First of all, today, most of the daylight hours will stay dry. The only exception is as you head to the west of the Hudson River Valley, that is where it will see a couple of spotty showers as we head through this afternoon. But most of us stay dry. Lots of clouds are in place, though. Also a pretty good breeze, as I said, out of the south, helping to advect that moisture in toward us as we head on into this afternoon and into this evening. Temperatures today, by the way, will make their way up into the 70s to around 80 degrees for your high temps. Now, as we head into the night tonight, as some warmer air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere comes through, that is going to aid in some energy, bringing us into some scattered showers and a rumble of thunder or two with some of those heavier showers as we head through the overnight hours. Not going to be a widespread deal, but certainly a scattering of some showers and, again, a rumble of thunder will stay with us overnight and into about this time tomorrow. So it looks like at least parts of our area tomorrow will experience a wet commute in. We'll catch a break tomorrow, late morning into the early afternoon. But with that warm air coming in, on the tail end of that is a cold front. That's going to come through tomorrow. Now, this is not going to come barreling through. This is a kind of a lazy cold front, if you will. It's just going to sort of lumber its way through here. It'll eventually work its way through here later on tomorrow. What it will also do, though, is it will tap into a lot of moisture again. And tomorrow afternoon will be our better opportunity for a more widespread rain, some bursts of some heavier rain across parts of the area. So if you don't have any rain when you wake up in the morning or when you leave the house, don't worry about it. You'll get some on the backside of the day. That is specifically later on tomorrow afternoon. Now, despite the clouds and rain in place, temperature still will be up into the upper 70s and low 80s. Then that front that I was talking about, that's just going to sort of limp its way through here, will continue that slow progression to the east and south. It'll be close enough to us such that a wave of low pressure riding along it will keep us in the clouds and some scattered showers. Some of those, again, especially down across the Taconics into the Litchfield Hills, southern Berkshires, and a little farther down the Hudson Valley to our friends down around, say, Kingston and Poughkeepsie and Newburgh. Those spots will have some of the heavier and more persistent rains out there. But basically what we're going to be talking about is the clouds in place, scattered showers, some of those, again, heavier on your Friday. But the front will continue to move. It's not going to totally stall out, so that's good. As it does so, it'll take that wave of low pressure along with it. And then once that happens, some drier air will start to come in as we head into the day on Saturday. So we'll start the day off on Saturday with some clouds. Then we'll make our way up into some sunshine as we head, especially into the second half of the day. A beautiful weekend taking shape, in fact. High temperatures on your Saturday in the low 80s, mid and upper 70s on Sunday with lots of sunshine. And then as we get into next week, maybe a few more showers as we head into about Tuesday. But by and large, a great forecast in that we could use the rain. We'll get it and we'll clear things out just in time for the weekend. That's it for now. I hope you have a great morning, and I'll update your forecast again just afternoon in the midday report. In the meantime, again, have a great morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.